Well, the final piece in tonight's concert, Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto, first performed at one of those concerts you'd just love to have been at, including, as it did, a first performance of the First and Second Symphonies, as well as his oratorio, Christ on the Mount of Olives. Well, hopefully you were able to hear Stephen Johnson's introduction to the piece in Discovering Music during the interval. Tonight's performance, performers, as I mentioned earlier, have embarked on what they're calling their Beethoven journey, a plan to perform and record all five piano concertos. In 2014-15, they'll take the complete cycle around Europe, North America and Asia. Well, Leif Uwe Andsnes and the Mahler Chamber Orchestra are also working on a project called Feel the Music, working with children whose experience of music you might expect to be limited because they're deaf or are hearing impaired. Well, earlier this afternoon, during a break in rehearsals, I asked Leif Uwe Andsnes what it's all about.
Well, the idea comes from us working on Beethoven's music, and Beethoven, in most of his life, actually was deaf or was knowing, at least, that he was going deaf. And, this creative orchestra, the Mahler Chamber Orchestra, came up with the radical idea of working with children that have impaired hearing problems. And
you have the children crawling under the piano, feeling the soundboard, holding on to the double bass.
What we do is we go into the school, or some of the musicians of the orchestra, goes there a few days before our concert and shows them the different instruments, get them try the instrument to feel the resonance of a cello or of a violin under your chin, or to see how an oboe works, how you blow, how you produce the sound. Then on the day of the concert, they get to meet myself and be with me and the piano. I show them how it works, how the hammer hits the strings. They get to touch the strings. They get to be under the piano, which is very important. I remember when I was a kid and my parents were playing, and it's really loud under there. I recommend it as an experience. And you can then feel the soundboard from under the piano, which is very impressive for them, and they always enjoy that. And then, most importantly, we bring them to the orchestra rehearsal, and they sit among the musicians, and they get to feel, there's a lot of resonance on stage, but they also get to see the communication between us. And I think that's very impressive for them. They get to, and we try to explain that, this part is rather sad, this is very energetic, that this is something which is all about emotion. And it seems like that really touches them, even if they can't hear a thing. I mean, for me, it's a mystery, but it's a wonderful mystery. I have had to widen my horizon on this a lot.
You've talked about what they get out of it, but what do you get out of it?
Well, to see how music can work in so many ways. I mean, I couldn't even consider, if you can't hear anything, how can you appreciate music?
I mean, you're performing Beethoven tonight. Has it changed the way that you approach Beethoven? I mean, here's a composer famously with a hearing impairment.
Well, we're still very much in the beginning of this process, actually. We've just done two workshops so far. It might change things for us. What I'm thinking of is how a concert experience is so much more than just listening. Obviously, it's a visual thing, but also how it's the sound waves, how they hit our stomach, how we feel it with our entire body. That's what a concert is about. And that makes also concert very different from listening at home to a CD.
And when the children watch an actual performance, how do they react to that?
They seem to be very enthusiastic, very happy. Also, they start to identify with the different musicians they have met before the concert. As I say, it's a mystery to me, but they seem very happy, and they come backstage and they are all smiles.
Leif Uwe Andsnes speaking to me earlier, and he's been touring with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra with roughly the same program as tonight. In recent days, there have been concerts in Italy and Germany. Next stop is Brussels tomorrow night as they continue their Beethoven journey. While they call themselves a chamber orchestra, the ensemble is flexible. They can cope with large-scale symphonies as well as chamber music. There are 45 core members from 20 different countries, and they concentrate largely on symphonies and operas from the Viennese classical and early Romantic periods. And I'm sure they were very pleased to read in 2008 the newspaper Le Monde calling them the best orchestra in the world. Well, now the third piano concerto, and walking towards the piano, soloist Leif Uwe Andsnes, who also directs the Mahler Chamber Orchestra in Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3.